This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. Israeli police have changed the route of a contentious march by Jewish ultranationalists in Jerusalem. It's an apparent attempt to avoid confrontations with Palestinian protesters. The original route had been planned to go through Damascus Gate and into the Muslim quarter of the Old City and onto the Western Wall. Instead, the route has been changed to reach the Western Wall in the Jewish quarter in a more roundabout way. Monday's decision came hours after intense clashes between Israeli police and Muslim protesters at the nearby Al-Aqsa Mosque. The Palestinian Red Crescent told the AP more than 300 Palestinians were hurt, most of whom went to hospitals and clinics for treatment. Seven of the injured were in serious condition. Experts say the coronavirus is likely spreading in India's northeastern state of Assam faster than anywhere else in the country. Authorities are preparing for a surge of infections by converting a massive stadium and a university into hospitals. The official seven-day weekly average of new cases in the state on May 9th stood at more than 4,700 cases. But a model run by the U.S.'s University of Michigan says infections in Assam are likely occurring as fast as any other place in the nation. Along with cities in India's northeastern frontier, which is closer to Bangladesh and Bhutan than it is to New Delhi, cases have also started to spike in some remote Himalayan villages in the region. Afghanistan's Taliban Monday announced a three-day ceasefire for the Eid al-Fitr holiday this week, marking the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. This is VOA News. Veteran British broadcaster David Attenborough has been appointed the People's Advocate at the UN Global Climate Summit this year. He's expected to address political leaders about the need for urgent action to tackle the crippling threat of climate change. The 95-year-old is best known for his documentaries on the natural world, such as Planet Earth. He said the coronavirus pandemic has shown how crucial it is to secure international agreements to solve worldwide problems. Britain is hosting the UN Climate Change Conference of the Parties Climate Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, in November. As part of his role, Attenborough is also expected to speak at the G7 Leaders Summit in Cornwall, southwestern England, next month. Scotland's leader has told British Prime Minister Boris Johnson that a second Scottish independence referendum is a matter of when, not if, after her party won its fourth straight parliamentary election. Johnson has invited the leaders of the UK's devolved nations for crisis talks on the union, saying the UK was best served when we worked together. But Nicola Sturgeon, leader of the Scottish National Party, told Johnson in a call Sunday that a new referendum on Scotland's breakup from the rest of the UK is inevitable. Earlier, she said she wouldn't rule out legislation, paving the way for a vote at the start of next year. A large German health insurance company says the number of days working age people called in sick during the first 3 months of 2021 hit a 13-year low. This as hygiene and distancing rules prevented the spread of other illnesses. Techniker Krankenkasse said Monday that the rate of absence among its clients during the first quarter was 3.8%, compared with 5.1% in the same period of 2020 and 4.8% the previous year. The company's chairman said the biggest drop in reported illnesses was for colds. British authorities are seeking to recapture a young minke whale lost far from home in the Thames River. The whale escaped from rescuers overnight. Crews had worked for hours before being able to free the whale early Monday from a perilous stranding on a loch near Richmond in southwest London. But as it was being taken for further health checks on an inflatable pontoon, the calf slipped back into the water. A Port of London Authority spokesperson said a whale had never been seen this far from the Thames, far up the Thames before, about 95 miles from the mouth. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.